We're having a lot of fun here at Paul Hahn & Co. I'm Julian Taylor. We are live, and this is episode number 88 of The Jukebox. You just heard number 9 from Alan Toussaint, another musician from down south in New Orleans who really changed the way that we listen to music, and he's excellent. So I hope you enjoyed that song. And before that, Huey Piano Smith. And he's also an American rhythm and blues pianist with Don't You Just Know It. Right now, I want to play you a song from one of my good friends, Jeremy Dutcher. I ran into him not too long ago, and he's up to new music and up to new tricks. I absolutely love this artist and his artistry. Here on the show is Jeremy Dutcher.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I'm Julian Taylor, your host here on The Jukebox Show. This is episode number 88, live from Paul Hahn & Co. You got to come check out the store. It's right on Yonge Street in Rosedale area. Is this Rosedale area? Not really. Is it? Okay, it is Rosedale area. The technicians here at Paul Hahn have tuned pianos for the likes of the Pointer Sisters, Burton Cummings, Gordon Lightfoot, and that's just to name a few. I mean, who knows? Maybe they've even tuned pianos for Elton John, which you just heard That was Crocodile Rock. Some more great music coming up on the show for you. We've got something from Quincy Jones and his release, The Dude, a song called Just Once. Also, Rufus Wainwright, Going to Town. And the Philosopher Kings, right here, right now, with Hurts to Love You. Thank you.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why we never last for very long? What are we doing wrong? at times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why the good times never last for long? Where are we going wrong?
I want to show my continued appreciation to our national sponsor, Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
This is Bird Note. When nesting, most birds lay a roughly predictable number of eggs. Bald eagles, 2. Bluebirds, 4 to 6. Mallards, 10 to 12. Which leads to an obvious question. How do they determine when they've laid the right number? To find out, scientists experimented by going to nests and repeatedly removing eggs soon after they were laid. Some birds replaced them straight away. For example, a house sparrow laid 50 in a row, while a flicker laid 71 in 73 days before the removal was halted. Birds that do this, keep on laying after the eggs are removed, are called indeterminate layers. And for them, it seems that the number of eggs is intimately tied to the brood patch. That's the bare skin on a bird's underside that transfers body warmth to the eggs during incubation. It's the tactile sensation involved in this process that seems to let the layer know she's reached the ideal number of eggs. But for some other birds, the scientists removing eggs had no effect at all on egg numbers. These are known as determinate layers, and just why these two types of layers exist remains an open question. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Support for Bird Note is provided by the Bobolink Foundation and generous listeners around the world.